You ready to go for it? We're going to do a lot of activations. So if you haven't watched the intro, you definitely want to go do that because we had to prepare the ground. The other thing I want to remind us of before we get started is that we never know which one of these activations is really going to grab us by the scruff of our neck and change things for us. So it could be that the first practice we do is like, oh, life changing. It could also be that the last practice we do is the big one for you. So I very much encourage you to make it through all of these and take note of what really grabs you, what really got you. Also take notes of the ones that you may be numb out on. Sometimes the ones that we want to skip, we want to avoid, are actually the most powerful. And it's just an aspect of our psyche defending something big that's about to happen. We say we like change. We do. We say we like transformation and we like change. But there are parts of our being that they just really like the comfortable. They really like the known. They really like to keep it same, same. And sometimes that part of self can really get kicked up when we're doing some of this bigger, deeper, more transformative kind of work. So all of that to say that sometimes the practices that really grab us by the scruff of the neck and bring us the deepest change, it actually starts out as it just triggers the shit out of you. It just makes you want to numb out and get real distracted. I know, that's a little bit of like, wait, what, Sabrina? Like, how am I supposed to know? Here's practice number one. Lean back. So if you're standing, I'm going to stand for this whole video. You can stand, you can sit. I might guide us into certain moments of standing just because we get to move more energy and it'll shift things for us a little bit more. But leaning back, sitting or standing, lean back. And what you're doing is you're leaning back into, feel this for yourself, your wise self. Breathing from that place, you've leaned back. Your spine leans back into the spine of your wise self. Your spine lands in wise self spine. Wise self. This is not inner child self. This is not little saboteur self. This is not little parts of self. This is not immature. This is wise self. Sometimes I like to think of this as like the elder in me, like the wisdom elder in me. This is a powerful, super simple practice that you can do anytime, anywhere, making any decision. It's also a practice that you could maybe go for a walk with, right? I'm going to walk from my elder self. I'm going to lean into my elder self as I have this challenging conversation with my partner. I'm going to fall back into my elder self the moment that I start to feel a little wobbly on something, or I start to feel like triggered, or I start to feel like I'm losing my balance or my footing in my life. I'm going to lean back into wisdom self. So why do I bring this practice up first? This practice, it can help. Remember I said earlier, sometimes the practice or the aspect or the thing I'm talking about in this rewilding activation series, sometimes the most powerful one for you is the one that you numb out on. Sometimes the most powerful one for you is the one that's going to bring you the deepest change, but it's the one that you're going to resist the most. And how do we know? How do we know? You lean into wisdom self and then you ask from that place. Switch off the distractions, lean into wisdom self, from my deepest, wisest self, my deepest, wisest self. Is this just a practice that doesn't really resonate with me? If that's true, great. Deepest, wisest self, is this a practice that there's something there for me and I actually just don't really want to go in? Yeah. Oh, okay. Rinse and repeat that practice. Rinse and repeat that practice. All right, we're going to move on because I want to get us through as many as I can. So that's practice number one, wisdom self. Practice number two, we're going to do tree of life. We're going to become the tree of life. This is core to rewilding and it opens many, 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 many different aspects. All right, so I am going to invite you to stand for this one. So if you haven't stood or aren't standing already, I'm going to invite you to stand. You can lean up against something if you need to. If you absolutely cannot stand, adjust. Always make adjustments to what you need to do. But if you can stand, it's going to help to stand. All right, so standing. And you imagine, call in, just picture, visualize the biggest, wisest tree you can possibly imagine, right? Big trunk, big roots, big full branches. All right, now standing, body, bring your awareness to your body. And just move your hands up and down your body. Some of us, we got really alive up here from like throat up, and then the rest of our body, we don't really do a whole lot with the rest of our body. So let's wake that up for a minute. Maybe we sit in office chairs a lot. Maybe, you know, we don't really bring our consciousness or our awareness into our hips. Maybe we don't really bring it into our belly very often. There's a lot of wisdom in the hips and the belly, P.S. There's a lot of wisdom in all the different wisdom centers of the body. But that's not this practice. This practice is just about really bringing our awareness to the fullness of our body. So just move your hands up and down your body. Remember, we get to be weird. Total freedom here. You get to try something new. You get to break out of the box. And you never know which practice, as seemingly woo-woo or out there as it might be for you, you never know which one's going to get you. You never know. You never know which one's sitting in your deep ancestral roots. And it's literally like the wisdom of your ancestors is like, oh, hello, sunshine. It's about time you found us. All right. Sometimes this tree of life can really bring up the ancestral wisdom residing in your genes. This can happen. Okay. So we're in tree of life. And you're moving your hands up and down your body, up and down your body, up and down your body, really all the way down to your toes. Bring your awareness, your attention, your hands all the way down to your toes. You can even bend over if you want. I mean, go for it. You get to be free here. Get to be free here. But I do want us, the container that we are staying in is your body becoming the tree, right? Your full body becoming the tree. So breathe all the way down to your toes. Couple more of those, breathing all the way down to the toes. Breathing all the way down to the toes. Okay, we're gonna focus on our exhale. Exhaling all the way down to the toes. And then deep roots into the earth with the exhale. Visualizing. Some of us have a hard time visualizing. That's fine, energetically intent. Doesn't matter if you see stuff or don't. Just use your imagination. If you can't, that's fine. You just intend, all right? Exhaling deep roots into the earth. Exhaling deep roots into the earth. Ready? Go. Exhaling deep roots into the earth, deep roots into the earth, deep roots into the earth, deep roots into the earth. By the way, this is a really powerful practice anytime you feel ungrounded. Anytime you're feeling ungrounded, just do that. Right there. That could be practice number two. Deep roots. We'll call that practice number two before we get to tree of life. So practice number two, deep roots. Let's do it a little bit more. Really feel the fullness of your feet. If you want to take your socks off, shoes off, that's really powerful. Maybe try this later on. Get outside, get barefoot on the earth and do this. It's crazy powerful. I'm telling you, it'll shift all that buzzy energy out of your body. We get real buzzy because a lot of us are on screens a lot of times. And it's like everything's gotten really airy for us, less earthy for us. So it's really powerful to ground in just a simple practice like this. Powerful, 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 powerful. All right, soles of the feet. Now, P.S., if you've done this many times in many different ways, Beginner's mind. Don't let that ego get involved. I know. Those of you who've been practicing for a long time, it's real simple to switch off, but you never know. You never know. Maybe your ancestors are about to rip up through those roots and awaken you to some sort of ancestral wisdom that you didn't know you had. So bring it all every time, whether you're totally brand new. And if you are, kudos to you because you really genuinely have beginner's mind. But if you've been doing this forever, you never, ever know. So do not switch off. Do not zone out. Do not pretend like you got something better to do because you don't. We never know when the greatest thing is going to happen for us. All right. The fullness of our feet is very, very grounded beneath us. And we're exhaling, we're visualizing, we're energetically intending enormous roots growing out of the bottom of our being, out of your feet. Maybe they grow out of your root chakra, out of your legs, but these enormous roots, you are very rooted. You are very rooted. You are very earthed. You are very grounded. Now feel groundedness in your body. Feel that. I worked with a Qigong master for a very, very long time. This was his fucking secret. to being as powerful as he was in Qigong was this. He's like, you have no idea the enormous amount of energy that I can tap into. Nobody could move him. You could not move this man. And it's not because he was really heavy. It's not because he was fighting against anybody. It was this. These are extraordinary forces to be working with. So feel that. Feel this. He's not special. He's not special. We all have this capacity to do this. So feel into this enormous energy here in these roots. Your roots. They're your roots. Your roots. Remember, your direct connection. Your direct connection here. All right, so deep roots into the earth. And just really quick, we'll do this is practice two, grounding. Let all the buzzy energy go. All the buzzy energy that's in you, let it go. Let it just ground in. It's like electricity. There's always a grounding rod, right? There's always the ground. You have to have the ground. We are a lot of electricity. Our world is getting even more and more and more electricity. Our bodies are becoming more and more and more electricity. So grounding. Find the exhale. Exhaling all the buzziness out. Whew. You may want to take a nap after this one. This might be like a really powerful practice to help you go to sleep at night. This is really, really good to helping us get a good night's sleep and helping us fall asleep. Ground it all out. We have no idea the energetic beings that we are. Science has not given us the tools to know how much we absorb, how much free radicals we absorb, how much unnecessary electricity that we have running through our bodies. It's partially why I think that we can't sleep anymore. It's partially why the mind, we just can't get it to switch off anymore. So this is a really good way of doing that, counterbalancing that. All right. You ready? This is going to be fun. We're going to tap into another mystery in these roots. All right, so we're grounded. We're grounded. We're making our way to Tree of Life. So this was practice two, grounding. Now practice three, deep, deep roots, 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 deep, deep roots. Now these deep, deep roots that you have growing out of the bottom of your being, these deep, deep roots, they are interconnected into the all of the roots and the all of the earth, right? So find, visualize, breathe into or energetically intend that your roots tap into the interconnectedness of the all of everything, right? And you maybe just see this whole root system, and there's science on this, right? Like the mycelial network, there's this whole root system, this whole root system, this whole aliveness of the root system, this whole aliveness of the root system, like every plant, every tree, every person, every everything, there's this whole aliveness, and you're just connecting into this mycelial network. And then you feel this pulse. There's this pulse of life. There's this pulse of life here. All right. So pulse of life in the roots. Pulse of life in the roots. Pulse of life in the roots. If this is all new to you and this, you're like, I'm not really feeling much, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just because your mind can't cognize it yet doesn't mean it's not happening. So part of this is that the mind has to learn how to translate some of these deeper things, some of these beyond what we've been patterned and conditioned to comprehend. This is the mind. If the mind can't go there, that's okay. It doesn't mean it's not happening. So you still got to bring everything to it. You're like, but Sabrina, I'm not feeling anything. Just bring everything you got to it. What do I mean by bring everything you got to it? Bring all of your attention to it. All of your attention to it. Bring that beginner's mind to it. Bring a sense of openness to it. And then bring the juice. This is the juice. This is the juice, your passion, your fire, your aliveness, your life force connecting into a bigger source of life force. That's what we're doing here. Your life force connecting into the unlimited source of life force. Anytime you're feeling like you're lacking vitality, lacking aliveness, lacking energy, do this practice. Here it goes. All right, you got these big, deep roots, and just feel for the pulse. There's a pulse. There's a pulse of life. There's a pulse of life happening in these interconnected roots. Your roots connected into the interconnectedness of the all of everything, all of the roots, all of the roots, this whole mycelial network. And there's a pulse of life there. There's a pulse of life. See if you can get in rhythm with the pulse of life. Get in the rhythm. Just find a rhythm. Pick a rhythm. If you're like, I don't know, this is so new. Am I right? Am I wrong? You got that rhythm for a reason. Go with it. That's a real shamanic principle, by the way. There's a billion things that you could come up with. There's a billion different rhythms, but that's the one that showed up, you know?
So just go with it, whatever the rhythm is. And if you don't find one, pick one. Like, here's my rhythm in case you need one. It's like pulse, 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 pulse. And then let your body start to sway to that. Let your hands move to that. My hands are moving like this. Pulse, 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 pulse. Now draw some of that up into your body through your roots. Pulse. Every pulse, you're drawing up more. You're drawing up more. Drawing up more. Drawing up more. Pulse. 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 And you let that pulse, pulse, pulse start to pulse up your feet. This life force energy pulses up your feet, pulses up your legs, up to your knees, up your thighs, into your hips. Pulse, pulse, pulse. Filling your hips, pulse, pulse. Filling your lower belly, pulse, pulse. Filling your lower back, filling the whole of your core, pulsing upward, pulsing upward. Filling your chest, pulsing upward. Filling your middle back, pulsing upward, pulsing upward, pulsing upward. Filling your upper chest, upper back, pulsing upward, up to your shoulders, down your arms, down your hands, out your fingers, pulsing up into your neck, pulsing up into your head, pulsing up all the way to the top of your head. It's filling you, it's pulsing, pulsing, pulsing. This is a rhythm of life. It's a rhythm of life. This is a really good way to get into more union, more harmony with the rhythm of life, with the natural rhythm. Not a man-made rhythm, not a silly calendar that we created. Like the pulse of life, like a very harmonious, very natural rhythm. Just feel your rhythm connecting and you're coming into harmony with a greater rhythm, healthier rhythm. Life force, pulse of life, you in the pulse of life. You're just in this harmony. You're in this rhythm. Oh my God, the healing that can happen here. This breathing that, staying so open to finding this harmonious pulse of life, pulse of life, pulse of life. If you really want to stay in a practice a little bit longer, you can always pause this video. Don't lose the energy though, because we're building every practice. You can see every practice is building on every practice. So don't lose the energy, but you can always pause. All right, we're going to stay with this. So we've got our deep roots interconnected into the interconnectedness of the all of everything, which brought up the pulse of life, brought up the pulse of life, brought up the pulse of life. Our whole body has become alive. Our whole body has found this beautiful, healthy, organic, natural rhythm. And just that, letting that be healing for another moment. Letting that be healing. Letting it be nourishing. Letting it nourish every part of your body, nourishing the bones, nourishing the blood, nourishing the organs, nourishing every layer of our being. Let it nourish your physical body. Let it nourish your emotional body. Let it nourish your mental body. And let it nourish your energy body. Those are four bodies to work with that are very powerful ways of moving into different layers of self. Physical, emotional, mental, energy body, four bodies. It's dancing with those four bodies for a minute. This will be practice number three. Letting this pulse of life, this very healthy aliveness. Some people can call this Shakti, life force, right? We're working with Shakti. We're working with life force, pulse of life, pulse of life. So the pulse of life, and those four, letting it move through those four, just holding those four layers of the body, those four layers of your being. You can feel physical body is the closest to you. Physical body is the closest to you. Then maybe you feel your emotional body next. Then maybe you feel your mental body next. Then maybe you feel your energy body next. Just letting them all be there. Letting, bringing your awareness to them. You're becoming conscious of them. You're becoming aware of them. And you're letting this beautiful pulse of life, this beautiful Shakti move through them too. Move through them too. Move through them too. Move through them too. Now finding some words or an intention. Finding some words or an intention, right? Shift, heal, awaken, open these four bodies to the degree that most serves. Find some words that work for you. Shift, heal, let the pulse of life, the pulse of life, let the pulse of life, let the life force, let my life force move through these four bodies, these four layers of my being, all around my body, all around the body now. They move all around the body now. They move all around the physical body. They move all around the body that represents the emotional body. They move all around the body that represents the mental body. They move all around the body that represents the energy body. You're enlivening them. You're enlivening them. They're bringing them into harmony too. Bringing them into balance. Bringing them into a healthier state of being. Healthier state of being. Just let the pulse of life, let the pulse of life, let that pulse of life, let that pulse of life move through all four layers, all four layers, all four layers of you, all four layers of you, all four layers of you. Another moment here, just another moment here with practice number three, the four bodies, the four layers, and letting the pulse of life, letting the pulse of life enliven them, letting the pulse of life heal them, letting the pulse of life, I always see them as like each layer, it's like as the pulse of life, as the Shakti, as the life force moves through each layer, it's like that layer gets brighter. You know, like my energy body gets brighter. My mental body gets less cloudy, it gets brighter. My emotional body, it gets clearer, it gets brighter, shinier. I sometimes like to see these different layers going from like a darker color to a lighter color, like almost like gray to gold. Maybe that helps for you, that visualization or that energetic intention. Remember, we get to be so free and we're trying something different, so we get to try movement. You saw I was moving the whole time. Try a different breath. Try a visualization that I've been kind of sharing maybe, or an energetic intention if visualization's tough for you. Try a sound. Try touching the different layers of the body. We get to be weird. We get to be weird. We're breaking out of the box. And we never know, we never know, we never know the practice that's really gonna shake us up to wake us up. So here, real quick, just a quick reflection. We've now just called in these four bodies, physical body, emotional body, mental body, energy body. Just feel into the four. Which one needs the most attention from you? This is so powerful. This is so powerful to kind of take personal inventory. It's like, take stock. It's like just to reflect on these different layers. Which one needs the most attention? Which one needs us to bring the attention to it? Pick one. Pick one, the one that jumps out at you. Right now for me, it's the emotional body. So I just pick that one. I just pick that one. And then I just pour this life force, almost this life force flavored with love. Like it's like the life force from the roots. Right, from my deep roots, the interconnectedness of the all of everything, the pulse of life, it comes up through my heart, comes up through my heart. This is the heart awakening practice. This is number four. That pulse of life comes up through my heart. Pulse of life comes up through my heart. And it mixes with love, 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 love. Let the heart open. Let the heart open. Let it open. Let it open more. Let it open more. There's one of these four bodies. It needs your attention. It needs some love. We never know. We never know when the right practice is going to open us up to something. We never know which practice it's going to be. So just give it a try. See if you can let some of the armor around the heart drop. See if you can let some of the hardness around the heart drop. See if some of this life force, right? This pulse of life energy can move through the heart to like fill the cracks, to fill the void. Maybe it moves through the heart and you need to just stay in the heart for a minute because you're like, oh my gosh, this is so powerful. See if some of that life force energy can go to the deepest parts of the heart, like the deepest parts of the heart, the deepest. So when I feel into the deepest parts of the heart, I go to my heart center. Not my physical heart per se, but my energy heart, my big energy heart. And I go to the lowest part and then I go back. Lowest part and back. Find the deepest part, or maybe to the right, deeper. Find the deepest part of your heart and let this life force just move through there. Some of these deep parts of the heart, they're maybe never touched by anything. They're maybe just in such need of awareness and a little attention and a little bit of life force to flow through them. This right here could be the most heart-altering thing. You might come out of this and you might love your babies more. You might love your person more. You might love your family more. You might love your work more. You have no idea. Again, sometimes the mind can't go there. Sometimes the mind can't go there. It doesn't mean that this isn't the most profound practice that's ever happening for you, even if the mind can't comprehend it or you don't feel like anything's going on. Sometimes we just cannot cognize things. We just haven't figured out how to do that yet, and that's okay. But staying in the heart. Bring your hands up to your heart. Bring your hands up to your heart and just really loving this heart, loving this big, beautiful heart, this big mystical heart of yours, this big, powerful love heart of yours and all the gifts in there, all the wisdoms held in the heart, all the mysteries held in the heart. These hearts do much more. Heart wisdom, heart mind, heart brain. These hearts have so much more than we give them credit for. They have so much more of a capacity. They have more of a capacity to receive, to give. They have more of a capacity to do things. They have more. And so letting that life force just flood the heart. Flood the heart, flood the heart, flood the heart. Opening the heart, healing the heart. Shifting the heart, awakening the heart. See if you can feel the heart getting bigger or awakening. What is it awakening? What kind of an energy is it awakening to? Oh, there's just this like pleasure-filled energy that's waking up in me. This joyful energy that's waking up in me. Okay, this heart awakening. Okay, this heart awakening. Okay, it's awakening. It's awakening. It's awakening. It's awakening. And you let it awaken and you let this energy now move out through your heart. It's healed your heart. It's helped your heart. It's opened your heart. And now let it flow outward. 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 Right now to just wherever it wants to, however it wants to, as big as this life force energy wants to move out through your heart, as big, wherever it wants to go. Maybe it fills the room that you're in. Maybe it fills the home that you're in. Maybe it fills the land you're on. And then remembering that one of the four bodies that really needed some attention, for me it was the emotional body. So I'm going to feel right into that for you. Feel into the one for you, whichever one you picked before. Now let this life force energy that's moved through our heart, awakened our heart, opened our heart, let it now pour into that particular layer of the body. That layer of the body, let it pour in. Like you're bringing awareness and love. I'm bringing love to the emotional body in me. I'm bringing love and I'm just letting love fill my emotional body. That life force that moved through my heart and became love force, it moves through my emotional body. You can always pause here if you want to stay a little longer. Okay. We're going to move into our final practice for this exploration, this part of our exploration activation series, our fifth practice. So I'm going to just invite you to get centered. Remember moving our hands earlier and just really moving our hands over our body, becoming a tree. And the deep roots, we've worked with the deep roots, and their deep roots are connected into that pulse of life. And that life force moved up us, right? Okay, now I'm going to invite you to just stand as tree of life for a moment. Roots plugged in, life force moving through you, pulse of life, moving through you. Love, there's love. There's love, the heart's open. There's love moving around you, moving through you. We've opened the heart. Now feeling into above your head, scanning up, heart open, love moving through you, connected into life force, love moving through you. Scan above, bring your attention above your head, and you're looking for bright, powerful light. You just scan. You're feeling for, you might not see, it might just be a felt sense or a knowing. You're looking for, it's almost like this, to me, it's like this bright, white, almost star kind of a thing that it looks like for me. But you're looking for this. You're looking for this. You're looking for this. You're looking for this. Just scan for it. It's above the crown. It's that which wants to descend down through your crown and into your heart. That's what you're looking for. Did you find it? I'll help you if you need to, but if you found it, you can just kind of start to plug in. All right, so finding that point, the point you're most called to, and trusting that. Remember that shamanic practice of there's a billion things that could show up in a billion different places in a billion different ways, but this is the one that's showing up right now. I'm looking for that bright light. It's like higher consciousness light is how it feels. It feels more expanded consciousness, higher consciousness. Find that. There's like a peace to it. It feels like it's peace. But it's not powerful. It's powerful. Just tap into that. And it is being called by the openness of your heart, by the life force that moves through you, the life force that's moving through you, the openness of the heart, the love that's pouring through you. Literally calls this down. It calls this energy down. It calls this energy down. They're like magnets. They're like magnets. And let this energy descend. Let this energy descend. It wants to come into the heart. It wants to come down from the heights. It wants to come down from the heights and descend down the crown. The crown is the top of your head, down the crown, down the central column. There's this beautiful central column in the center of your being. It wants to descend down that central column of your being, down the crown, down the central column, down through your face, down through your head, down through your throat, down through your upper chest, down. And it wants to meet in the heart. Breathe sound, move in a way that helps this energy that rose up from the roots and this energy that descended down from the heights. Breathe, move, sound in a way that helps those two come together. Sometimes we have to visualize something. Maybe you can visualize like the yin-yang symbol. Maybe you visualize just the color of energy that came up from the roots and the color of energy that came down from the heights. And maybe you see those two colors swirling together. You can take your time with this. It might take a little while. Even just this, connecting into the two, even if they're not perfectly swirling together, they're not dancing together yet. Even just connecting into the two is incredibly powerful for our being. Okay, so the heights have descended, the depths have risen, life force has risen from the root, consciousness has descended from the heights, and now they're mixing in the heart. breathe in a way, sound in a way, move in a way. Breathe, sound, move. Remember, we get to be so weird here. We get to be so weird. It's rewilding. If you've given yourself permission to try something different, and you never know. You never know what practice is going to break you open in the best way. This could be the one. So you breathe, sound, move in a way that lets these two harmonize, dance together, or just simply coexist in the heart. Just simply coexist in the heart. Oh, really let yourself have some freedom here. Freedom to move, freedom to breathe, freedom to sound. Oh. Holding the intention that they mix to the degree they're meant to for you in this moment. They mix, they dance, they unite to the degree they're meant to. The degree that they're meant to in this moment. Okay. Now letting the heart in this tree of life, letting the heart area now become, you know how a tree gets like that hollowed out part where like an owl can live or animals can build nests? Just visualizing or imagining or allowing the heart area, this area, you are the tree of life, you are the tree of life. This area just becomes that in the tree of life, right? It's just, it's not empty, but it's marked. It's a marked part of the tree of life, this heart where these two energies have danced, are dancing, continue to do their thing. It's a marked part. Maybe it's not a hollowed out, maybe it's just somehow it's marked right here in the heart. Okay, here we go. This will actually be the final practice. This will be the final practice for this activation. It's practice number six. Practice number six, all right. Letting that marked part be there. Now coming into the fullness of your tree, letting that go. That's just there. Bringing your attention to the fullness of the tree. You as the tree. You as the tree. If you're not standing or if you're getting tired or your back's getting sore, move around a little bit. Move around a little bit. Now breathe up more life force. Like, let's get serious about this. Let's get real. Let's really go for it. This is bringing, I know we might be tired, but bring all of yourself to this. All of your juice. All of the aliveness. Remember, we can tap into more aliveness anytime we want via tapping into these roots and just drinking it up. Just that simple intention or that visualization. Tap into the roots, the full pulse of life. It's unlimited. It's unlimited. It's unlimited. Tap into it. Breathe more of it up. 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 Now tap into consciousness. Anytime. Anytime we need more consciousness. Anytime. Anytime we need more consciousness. Anytime we need more of the high voltage light from above, we breathe it down. 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 Visualize it coming down. Invite it to come down. Invite it to come down. So you've got more juice moving up from the roots. You've got more light descending down from above. They've met here in that marked part of the trunk of the tree. Now, are you ready for it? Find a way for your branches to grow. Find a way for your branches to grow. Find a way for your branches to grow. You visualize your branches to grow. You let your arms move out to the side. Find a way for your branches to grow. The branches have to grow. We haven't grown the branches yet. We've only worked in the trunk and the roots, But now it's like the branches must grow. The branches must grow. It's like the tree must blossom. The tree must blossom. You. You as tree of life, you must blossom. You must bloom. You must grow. You must grow. You are standing on fertile ground. You are standing on fertile ground. You are weaving consciousness with life force together in that marked part, in the whole of the trunk of the tree. And now you just visualize, and I grow, and I grow, and I bloom, and I blossom, and my branches grow, and they 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 grow. And now maybe they bear fruit. Now maybe they bear leaves. Now maybe they bear sprouts. What do they bear? What do your branches bear? What do they bear? What do they bear? What do they bear? Let them grow. Let them grow. Let them grow. Let them grow. Move, breathe, sound. I don't care if you can't visualize. I don't care if you can't see anything. Use something else. Use something else. Just energetic intention. Like, all right, because these branches are your life. These branches are your life.
They're your life. It's your life. It's how much juice can you move into your life. It's how much consciousness can you bring into your life. The amount of branches that you can grow is the amount of fruit that you can bear in this life. The bigger the branches, the bigger the branches, the more effective you will be in life. The bigger the branches, the more life force you can move through you and the more consciousness you can move through you, the more effective you will be in your relationship, in your career, in your family life, in your health, in every area of your life. The more powerful from an empowered, love-filled, soul-filled place that you will be, and the more effective you will be in this life. This is a lifelong practice. This is not a one and done practice. And this took all of those pieces to build up to get to that. In the next part, we'll work more. We'll do some more. We'll do some more pieces to this. But this is a lifelong practice. This is a practice you could do every single day for the rest of your life and still be gaining benefits. This is a practice that does heal, shift, transform, transmute, alchemize big things in our lives. This is a practice that empowers us. This is a practice that makes us more able to maneuver, manifest, create, attract things, magnetize things in the world. It is extraordinarily powerful, extraordinarily powerful. And if this is new to you, oftentimes the mind can't cognize things. The mind can't cognize things. Trust a deeper, wiser part of self. If you're like, oh, I'm lost, go back to the first practice. Lean into wisdom self. Lean into wisdom self. Ask that wise elder in you what this is for you. Ask the wise elder in you, what am I most drawn to? What part of this practice, which of these six practices am I most drawn to? Where do I go from here? What's singing to me? Ask the wise part of self. Wise wisdom self. No other part of self, but that wisest, most wisened part of self. And take wise counsel from that part of self. Some people call that the still small voice within. The still small voice within. Wisdom self. Wise counsel. And take action from there. Move forward from there. Ask for guidance or clarity or ask for words around what this experience was for you from that place. I'll see you in the next activation when you're ready.